Governor Wolf's budget sets forth a series of ideas that I believe that the House Republicans can find agreement on and advance important issues that our members were elected to tackle. For example, in the coming session, House Republicans, working with our Senate colleagues and hopefully with Governor Wolf, will be advancing an agenda that stands up for all Pennsylvanians by promoting work and economic opportunity. We want to improve the state's economic climate to help workers transition from minimum or low-wage jobs to good-paying, family-sustaining jobs and careers. Educating for success. We want to ensure that any increases in education funding reaches students and their classrooms, not just institutions where costs continue to go up. We need meaningful reform across all of our educational platforms to help ensure that every child and every student has the opportunity to succeed. We need to escape government dysfunction. We want to focus on creating additional value for taxpayers by acknowledging that the status quo isn't working and by promoting ideas that reinvent and reimagine more effective and efficient government service models with a focus on our core services. We can do this by remodeling our human service programs so that they incentivize independence and self-sufficiency, and by removing the barriers and by instituting standards that achieve these goals. Certainly there will be other priorities as well, both from the Senate and the governor, but today I think begins a very important conversation and one that we're looking forward to having.